I'm Katia Adler from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at the US election and the huge sums of money, billions of dollars being spent by Republicans and Democrats hoping to win in November. Who's donating the cash? And what impact does it all have on American democracy? The Global Story brings you fresh takes and smart perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Here we are, nice and cold.
Cheers out. It's been a long day keeping the pigs cool.
You sure you don't want one, Brad?
Well, I'm saving myself for the Freshers' Ball at the weekend.
Ah, good for you.
You decided to go, then?
A couple of lads off my course are going, so, yeah, might do.
I could fetch you afterwards. Save the cab fare.
Oh, ta, that'll help.
It's great you've made a few friends already.
Oh, nah, not friends. They don't seem too bad. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, try and be a bit more positive, eh?
Yeah. If those guys are in lectures with you every day, you can help each other out, can't you? You know, if there's anything you don't understand.
True.
Anyway, what's this about a giant sunflower, Jazza?
Yeah, you've been blabbing.
Alistair's not going to tell anyone.
You both need to keep it zipped, right? As precious to me as that sunflower.
Oh, sounds quite vulnerable. All alone out there. What if there were high winds or heavy rain?
What?
Or ramblers come past and trample it?
Yeah.
Or pick it?
Or more likely, it gets eaten by one of David's hungry Herefords.
Do they like sunflowers?
Oh, they love them.
Oh.
Don't bother you two, because that's not going to happen. I've protected it with some branches. But I won't need to do a proper job, so it's safe till the show.
Hey, Poppy's made a fantastic knitted Bartleby for the show. She thinks it'll cheer George up.
Mm. George.
Aye.
Denise and I just don't know what to make of it.
Mum reckons he's phoned in sick to Bridge Farm.
They'll hear the rumours soon enough, though.
He won't let me go round. Won't answer messages.
You steer clear, eh?
He always does stuff without thinking.
Never going to learn.
But if you'd seen him after the crash, I mean, he was amazing. And to think all the time, I mean, doing that to Alice, I just can't make sense of it.
No, I can't even fathom it either. Anyway, I'll meet. What you got planned for this furniture? Need to get cracking.
It's Chelsea's birthday, so Mum's ordering a curry.
Oh, right, sorry. So, here's the paint. I thought a deep green for the feature wall, and Denise liked an apple white for everywhere else.
Very nice.
We want it to be more homey, you know, a bit more me and Denise.
Which is the feature wall, then?
This one, I guess.
Can you move the oil painting?
The Parthenon. Jim likes that in Pride of Place.
But the blue sky, that'll look weird with a dark green.
Maybe that wall?
Nah, it's all windies.
So then, yeah, the bookcase wall.
Perfect if we lose the bookcase.
It does dominate the room.
The display cabinet's worse.
What do you mean?
The beardy man's head.
Plato.
Well, he's like watching us.
The prof likes to be surrounded by ancient Greeks.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure Denise does.
Nor me. It's creepy. I mean, if Jim likes it so much, he should have it in his bedroom.
Oh, that's a bold suggestion, Brad.
Yeah. But could we move it to his bedroom? I mean, Dad did say I could make the place more comfortable.
And he went away while we were doing it. That's tantamount to giving you free rein.
True.
So, let's get started, eh?
Sorry I'm late. Leonard kept me chatting for ages, so I couldn't close up.
Well, Alice is hoping we'll meet her at the playground.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just need to double-check that we've ordered prize certificates for the flower and produce.
Oh, right. Couldn't you do that later?
Well, it won't take long.
Fallon, we should talk.
OK. Maybe we should.
Because I know you're annoyed with me for confronting George.
Annoyed?
And risking my job.
I'm not annoyed, Harrison. I'm furious.
Okay, furious. It's just, I wanted him to understand what he's done to me. To us.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Right there. That's what I'm struggling with.
Sorry?
You weren't thinking of us when you went charging round.
So you think I'm making it about me?
I'm sorry, but that is what it looks like.
But I'm really not, look.
What happened, Harrison, happened to us. I mean, we've talked about this. We agreed we need to work through it together.
I know.
That's what I'm struggling with, because instead of figuring out how I feel about George and about what he did, I'm worrying myself sick about whether you've lost your job.
I doubt George will make a complaint.
We could lose this place, couldn't we? I can't pay the mortgage on my own. And I guess I can forget doing my pitch for the charging station cafe, because that's just a pipe dream. You didn't stop to think about any of that, did you?
Well, did you? No.
Oh. All our plans for the future could be ruined because you saw red. You lost control. That's what it sounded like.
If I lose my job, then I guess we'll just have to deal with it. I don't...
Really? Is that it?
I don't know what else to say.
Right. Well, that's fine then. Oh, we're late for Alice.
She won't mind waiting a few minutes.
I'm not keeping her waiting. She's had the worst time. She doesn't need people messing her about.
Fair enough. So, okay. Let's go then.
Yeah, let's go.
I think it'll work.
Yeah?
The painting and the bookcase can go in his bedroom.
And the display cabinet will fit in the hall.
Perfect. So, which are we moving first?
Well, me and Alistair will sort out the painting. You take the stuff at the display cabinet.
Me?
Be really careful, though.
Aye, the prof will kill us if we don't his treasure.
No chance. I'm not touching Beardy Man.
Plato.
Fine. I'm not touching Plato.
Oh, don't be a wuss.
I'm not.
You start on the books then, Brad. But, pile them up on the table for now.
There's enough books here to make a library.
Can I come here?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, evening all.
Hey, Robert. Still with your high vis on?
Yes, I'm doing an evening litter patrol.
Are you?
We were just having a move around.
I thought you might be.
Sorry?
Jim dropped me a text.
I don't follow.
The prof's still at Fiona's, as you know.
He is, but in the event of a... What did you call it? A move around. He wanted to confirm what can be moved around and what cannot.
Oh.
Important items cannot.
What does that mean?
And I'm not a moment too soon. What are you doing with those books, may I ask?
Piling them on the table.
Because?
Because we're moving the bookcase.
No.
Sorry?
Item one, not to be moved, oak bookcase.
You what?
Item two, display cabinet.
But why not?
Item three,
painting.
Oil painting, correct. How did you know?
Now look, Robert, Dad said I could make the place more homely.
And you can. But the important items must preserve their position.
Oh, my dad. Honestly.
That's it, Martha. Hold on tight.
Oh, she's loving it, Alice.
Oh, it's brilliant when there are other kids here. I can just sit and watch.
Yeah. She's doing amazingly. You wouldn't even know anything had happened. Sorry.
Yeah. I really wish that were true.
She's been okay, though.
Well, it's been a massive upheaval the last few months. She's taken its toll, you know. I need to face up to that, so...
I guess.
I'm sorry we haven't... You know, we haven't really been here to support you either.
Oh, you've had your own things to deal with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry for that as well as everything else.
Harrison, I think I'll have to ban you from saying sorry.
I won't.
Well, one thing I've learnt is that feeling guilty doesn't help anyone.
No. I think that's another reason I went barging round to Will's yesterday, you know, confronted George. Him lying meant I fell out with you. And I feel terrible for that.
I still can't believe you went round there.
Well, I did. And you're right, love. For a few minutes, I saw red. And if you hadn't started crying...
Well, you'd have snapped out of it, I'm sure.
I know. All my years of training, years of dealing with unpredictable young men in ridiculously stressful situations, went straight out the window.
Well, I doubt it was that simple.
It was that simple. Completely lost control. I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, maybe you need to take a few days off.
Not sure that'll work.
What are you saying?
If anyone had seen me yesterday, Fallon, they'd say I wasn't fit to be a police officer.
Harrison, you're a brilliant police officer.
Am I? I'm not sure anymore.
Okay.
Oh, no, hold on. What are you saying now?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Here's me worrying about you losing your job and suddenly you're thinking of what? Quitting? Harrison?
Oh, look, this isn't the time. Hey, look, Martha needs a push on the swing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, darling.
Oh, no, don't worry, don't worry. I'll do it. Hey, sweetheart. Let's see how high you can go, eh?
What the hell was that?
I'm not sure.
Thing is, Robert, the wall's being painted, so furniture has to move.
But Alistair's chosen some amazing colours. Look.
Very nice, I'm sure. But the minute the paint's dry, it all goes back.
The bookcase would completely hide Alistair's feature wall.
Come on, Robert.
What's the point in repainting if none of it's actually visible at the end?
Your father has been very clear. Would you like me to forward you the text?
Oh, not particularly.
And the books need to be replaced in alphabetical order, if you please.
Give me strength.
So, you doing the litter pick Thursday, Robert?
Absolutely. And I'll be donating the prize to the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust for their raffle.
Do you have anyone here yet?
Well, let's just say I'm confident.
What is the prize?
Dinner for two at Grey Gables.
Did Linda know fancy some posh nosh then?
Oh, she'd love it. But she understands Mother Nature must be top priority.
Ooh, hey now, that's bad. That's really bad.
What?
Well, there's some women pulled up in a car outside.
So?
Well, they're chucking the rubbish out their car onto the verge.
What?
That's time for a firm word, don't you think? Well,
definitely.
You tell them, Robert.
I will! Right then.
Yes, you do. Shut up, too.
You're not locking Robert out, are you?
Too right, he is.
I'm going to stick to my guns. We're starting a new life, Denise and I, and we need to feel comfortable on the occasion she's over here. So, we are moving this stuff now, and not moving it back.
Go, Al.
I just don't know what's happened to that loving, confident, wonderful man I married.
He's still there, Fallon. You know he is. It's been such a horrible time for all of us. I guess we've got to find our own way through it.
I thought we were doing that already, me and Harrison.
You know, there's pretty much nothing I regret more than losing Chris.
You were such a strong couple.
Till my drinking finished us off. But before that, I think maybe we weren't noticing all the little moments of, of damage.
It adds up.
It really does. But with you and Harrison, there's so much love there.
I've got to stay patient, I know that.
And I need to be patient too, if I'm going to get back anywhere near where I was before.
Well, you can do it, Alice. We'll get there together, eh?
I'm Katya Adler from the Global Story podcast, where we're looking at the US election and the huge sums of money, billions of dollars being spent by Republicans and Democrats hoping to win in November. Who's donating the cash? And what impact does it all have on American democracy? The Global Story brings you fresh takes and smart perspectives from BBC journalists around the world. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.